From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump expected to increase sanctions on Iran soon. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the decision on whether to continue to waive other sanctions in line with the 2015 nuclear deal known as the JCPOA rests with Mr. Trump. That deadline for decision expires today. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Iran's other actions in the Middle East should not affect the nuclear deal.
We should, in parallel, not connected with the JCPOA, but in parallel, we should focus on what Iran can do to help resolve the appalling crisis in Yemen, to help push forward peace in Syria, and to help resolve other questions in the region.
All eyes are now on Washington as Mr. Trump prepares to make some, what some say would be the most important foreign policy decisions of his year-old presidency. President Trump has aimed new criticisms at investigations of his 2016 campaign for president, suggesting a U.S. intelligence authorization law was used to badly surveil and abuse his election operations. Mr. Trump has offered no evidence of eavesdropping, but he said the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act might have been used. A bipartisan group of six U.S. senators has announced that they have an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children. Since last September, when President Trump ended the so-called DACA program, congressional Republicans have maintained the program should be part of a broader immigration bill. This is VOA News. U.S. Department of Justice has assembled a team of leading prosecutors. They're going to investigate the finances and drug trafficking activities of the Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorist organization. This comes as the Trump administration ratchets up its rhetoric against Iran, accusing it of supporting terrorist organizations and fomenting instability in the Middle East. Violent demonstrations in Tunisia are defying threats of a crackdown. They are angry there with economic hard times, including new government price hikes for staple items, as well as gasoline. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda is reporting.
It's hard times for many in Tunisia. The government's recent decision to increase prices on staple items and gasoline and impose new taxes is just too much for some. At least 20 locations, including Tunis, have been hit by the protests since they started on Sunday, around 600 arrested. This is the ninth government to take power since 2011's Arab Spring, when protesters overthrew their authoritarian leader. None of them have been able to deal with the country's growing economic problems, and those price hikes were aimed at tackling their deficit and foreign debts. Now, Prime Minister Youssef Chahed says enough is enough. The state won't bow to violence. Some lawmakers have called for an increase to the minimum wage, but its likelihood is unclear. There's also concern that small numbers of radical Islamists may be trying to take advantage of the crisis. The Interior Ministry says at least two have been found among those detained.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Japan protested to China today after a foreign submarine in waters near disputed islands in the East China Sea was confirmed to be Chinese, calling it a unilateral action and a serious escalation that raised bilateral tensions. China routinely rejects Japanese criticism of such submarine patrols. More than two full days after mudslides ravaged the U.S. town of Montecito, California, the death toll has risen to at least 17 there, more than 40 others still unaccounted for. Bill Brown is the sheriff in the area where the mudslides happened.
All of the victims are from Montecito, and they range in age from as young as 3 years to a high of 89 years. There are four juveniles on the list. There are mothers, fathers, grandfathers, siblings, and the list goes on and on.
As the sheriff read the names aloud of those affected, rescuers continue to search through the mud and the debris-clogged areas for dozens said to be unaccounted for. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.